What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Zyla.
My name is Zyla, and I'm 8 years old, and my what if question is, what if J.F. Cat signs himself up for yoga lessons, but he accidentally did dance lessons and fed the dog with the dance teacher?
Well, that is a very specific and awesome question, and it's about time for JF Cat and Fred to get into some shenanigans, huh? Now, we do have one more secret question from a patron named Sam, and we'll play that for you later. But I want to jump right into your story. So let's find out, what if JF Cat signed himself up for yoga lessons, but he accidentally did dance lessons, and Fred the dog was the dance teacher, plus a secret question from Sam. JF Cat arrived at the yoga studio right on time. Well, cat time. Meowning, I got here as soon as I woke up from my third nap of the day, said JF Cat, pawing at the studio door.
Just a minute,
called Fred the dog, who quickly opened the door with his extra long tongue. An extra long tongue that made some of his words sound a little different than what you might expect.
Greetings, and welcome to Fred the Dance Sing Dog class. Okay, it's my first class. I'm not really sure about the name.
I think there's been some kind of mouse understanding. I came here for yoga class. See, I even brought this extremely scratched up yoga mat. We're still trying to find the cat-like creature that scratched it.
Yoga class? That was 3 hours ago, Jojo Fluffy Cat. Now it's time for my dance lesson. And good thing you're well rested, cause it's gonna be a doozy.
And what exactly is a doozy?
Well, it's better than a don't-see, but not by much.
Well, I'll stay, but only because this is usually the time of day where I run around the house scratching everything, and I've got to get that energy out somehow.
Then you've come to the right place. Fred the Dancing Dog's Dancing Dog Class for Cats.
The name still needs work.
I'll teach you how to do the biggest, loudest dance you can imagine, so you'll nap like a little kitten afterwards. A little kitten in a pile of puppies or something, with sticks around him.
But I don't like sticks.
Well, it's my fantasy too.
Forget about it, Fred. Just show me some dance moves.
This yoga and dance studio had big, shiny wooden floors and a large mirror that took up one entire side of the room, so you could always see what you were doing. The room was mostly bare, except for a little entrance and an exit on the opposite side and a stool in the middle holding a little speaker. Fred the dog stretched his extra long tongue toward that speaker and pressed play.
I'm afraid, JF Cat, that my dance class starts with you showing me your moves.
Meow, wait a minute. Oh, I'm really not much of a dancer. I get too embarrassed in front of other people.
What? You're a cat. I have never seen a cat embarrassed.
But have you ever seen a cat dance?
Well, no.
I rest my case.
Okay, fine. I'll show you how it's done.
And Fred the dog started wagging his curly tail and shaking his little hips and shrugging his doggy shoulders and spinning his extra long tongue. It was a dance, all right, but a milder, softer, smaller dance than you might expect from a dog who is usually quite confident.
You claw that a dance?
I call it a very good dance, indeed.
You're barely shifting your body at all. And you're missing every other beat.
Oh, am I? Then maybe you need to show me how it's done.
Yeah, well, I see your game. This is called weaponized incompetence. You're gonna make me do all the dancing because you're no good at it.
Ouch, JF Cat. That really hurts to hear. This just happens to be the way that I dance. But if you think you could do better...
I'm not saying I could do better. I'm just saying you have no business teaching a dance class.
But as the music changed, JF Cat found that his tail was lashing, and his paws were twitching, and even his ears were twisting just a little bit to the music.
It is within you, JoJo Fluffy Cat. Let it out.
And just as it looked like JF Cat was gonna really let loose, a new student arrived. Oh, I appear to be late. This is Dancing for Presidents, is it not?
Yeah.
I thought it was Fred the Dancing Dog's dog dancing classes for cats.
Well, I like to cater my classes to my students.
With separate titles, said Fairalise. She was currently the president of What If World, and as you may know, both Fred the Dog and JF Cat had once been president as well.
Well, I am sorry I'm late. The flyer said to arrive at 3:45 doggy nap, and I had no idea what that meant.
Clearly, it's 5:30 doggy nap right now.
Could I still join the class? I'm a bit of a shy dancer, actually.
Not me! I dance big and loud for everybody to see, it's true.
Meow, I'm not sure that's true at all.
Well, did you know that I was trained by Patrina Ballerina?
You mean Patrina the Pirate?
She's had a long and storied life, but back in the day...
Roy, smell a flashback.
Oh, excuse me.
A young Fred the Dog arrived at this very same studio, though the shiny floors had a few less scuff marks many years ago. And there waited his teacher, Patrina Ballerina, her thick black hair tied back with a cloth, watching with a puzzled expression as Fred the Dog danced to...
Our most beautiful dance that anybody had ever seen.
And after his dance finished, Patrina Ballerina took a slow, deep breath before responding.
Well, I'm not sure that...
Not sure that you could ever dance as well as me, because it was the most beautiful thing you ever see. I know, I understand, you don't have to say anything more, and the flashback.
Fred, you started the flashback.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell the flashback my way. It's like I say how dancing is about individuality, and memories are about how you choose to remember things, regardless of how they actually happened.
That's more commonly called denial, Freddy. Is there something you want to tell us?
Okay, you got me. You see, I used to be a shy dancer, just like you, Fairalise, and you, JF Cat. And then I learned the secret that I only share with all of my dance students and anyone listening to this podcast.
Oh, tell us, Freddy, please.
Tell me, meow.
When you're feeling awkward about dancing, all you have to do is say really weird stuff and do your weirdest dance moves in front of a bunch of people, and then you'll never feel embarrassed dancing again. It's that simple.
So, in order to get over our fear of a thing...
We're supposed to do the worst version of the thing that we fear.
Sure.
I'm not sure that strategy will work for just anyone.
Okay, fine then. I'll make it easier for you by joining you on stage.
Excuse me?
What was that?
Well, yeah, through that door. Everyone you've ever met in What If World is sitting in a bunch of chairs, and you're gonna walk up on stage and do a silly dance while saying a lot of funny words. But, I'll come up and do it with you, so it won't feel so embarrassing.
I'd just like to remind you that I signed up for yoga class.
Hey, okay. You can let me and Fairalise do this by ourselves. But won't you always wonder, what if you had just given it a chance?
Well, if we choose to do it and support one another, then truly what's the worst thing that could happen?
Everyone could laugh at us forever.
Oh, not forever. They definitely forget in like a week or the next time a funny video's on the internet.
Unless, of course, someone takes a video of us and puts it on the internet.
Not gonna happen. I collected all the phones before people took their seats.
Did you say collected?
Yes, I licked their phones with my slimy tongue. They won't be touching them for a while.
And as the music from the speaker faded, Feralise and JF Cat could finally hear the impatient murmuring of all their friends and family in the next room.
Why are we here again? And why did Fred lick our phones?
I was told there would be trash to eat, but there's just these folding chairs.
Hungry Bungry, put that down.
Could someone hold me up? I am only a very tiny, colossal squidopus these days.
Our audience awaits.
Aren't you going to teach us some dance moves first?
I have nothing left to teach you.
Because you have nothing to teach. Fortunately, I'm feeling frisky, so I'm gonna go out there and dance anyway.
Wow, really brave, JF Cat.
Right behind you, Jojo.
So what I said to you worked, Feralise?
Not really, but we presidents have to stick together, don't we?
I'll catch up with you.
Fred?
Yeah, I'm just gonna have a flashback containing pertinent information as to why I'm nervous about dancing. I mean, get the speaker.
What's taking so long?
I think Fred has to finish a flashback.
Ah.
And Fred was back in the old dance studio, which was still new at the time, and he'd just finished his audition dance for Petrina Ballerina's dance company. But his dance hadn't been the amazing, exultant, uninhibited ballet of perfection that he said it was. It had actually been pretty stiff and shy, and it hadn't lasted very long at all. Petrina Ballerina looked at the young dog, whose head hung low and tongue hung even lower.
Oh, Frederick, you mustn't be ashamed. Your dance was beautiful for what it was. And while you may not be ready for my dance company, it's only because you haven't practiced much.
But I did practice. I practiced so much in front of the mirror by myself. But I just couldn't do the dance in front of you.
Well, I've seen you share your silly spirit and the confident way that you speak and move through the world.
So maybe just try saying something silly while you do your dance. And perhaps you'll stop thinking about the dance itself.
Are you casting a spell on me?
No, I
know you have magic.
Sure, I do, but...
And your words are making me think that I should try to dance, but I know that that would just make me embarrassed.
Embarrassment is easy to overcome when you love yourself for who you are. Silly mistakes and all.
So now you're cursing me with your magic so I can never dance until I get up in front of a bunch of people and make a bunch of silly mistakes?
I don't know how you're getting that, Fred.
Then I am leaving this dance studio and I will never dance again.
You can really dance whenever, Fred. It's...
Whenever again.
Not what I said.
And Fred was back in the old dance studio, which was old again. He saw JF Cat and Feralise shuffling on stage, looking a little uncomfortable. Then he looked out at all the many faces in the crowd and saw Petrina Ballerina, her hair now gray, but as thick as ever. She sat a few rows back and gave him a quiet smile and wave.
Okay, JF Cat, Feralise, here's the scoop. Petrina Ballerina cast a curse on me many years ago.
Twasn't a curse.
And I tricked you both into coming here, and also everyone else in What If World, with a variety of scheduling hijinks and misleading invitations.
Is any beep boop buddy gonna give me my free robot wax?
You know, Fred, we're your friends.
You could have just asked.
Oh, come on, where's the fun in that?
Fair enough.
Now I'm gonna get out there and do a silly dance while saying silly things. Because that's what Sam, the patron's What If question, said I was supposed to do. And you two can come out with me if you want. But I'll understand if...
Get me out, then, Fred.
We're already on stage with you.
Oh, yeah.
Fred the dog started helicoptering his tongue to the music and moving not just his paws, but his whole legs, his curly tail wagging to the beat. Then JF Cat joined in, his fur rising,
his long lashes twitching to the music as he jumped and leapt and twisted and slid all across the stage. Then came Feralise, taking out her wand and making a colorful mist flow forth from the ground, and scintillating sparkles gently fall throughout the auditorium, while she too flew around, flapping her detective trench coat, swaying her wand to the music, and spinning around Fred and JF Cat with swirls of magic wind.
Cupcake, earwax, dirty sticks, napping, scrapping, doggy tricks, tongue down low and tail held high, yellow snow, crab apple pie.
Fred, JF Cat, and Feralise finished their dance, messy, unrehearsed, beautiful, and together. The crowd was silent.
Oh.
That's fine. I didn't do it for external validation, okay?
Wait for it.
The crowd went wild.
Wow. That was amazing.
I wish I could dance with my tongue.
Are you teaching any more dance classes?
Girl, sign up.
It was just so beautiful.
I see that small things can still stand tall.
You've broken the curse that I never actually cast on you.
And Fred's embarrassment faded away, even if a few people in the crowd still didn't quite get it.
Beep. This is the best glittery robot sparkle wax I've ever had.
The end. Well, Sam and Zyla, I hope you enjoyed your story. We'll play our patron Sam's question for you now.
Hello, my name is Sam. I live in Berkeley, Michigan, and I'm 7 years old. And my question is, and I like Fred the dog, and my question is, what if Fred got cursed and the only way to break the curse was to say a lot of funny things while doing a very funny dance?
Thank you all so much for listening, and thank you all for your questions. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that embarrassment is not forever. You will grow and learn from it as you grow to love yourself, mistakes and all. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network. Brains On, the science podcast for curious kids and adults, is hosting 2 live shows in the Pacific Northwest on June 17th and 18th. The award-winning podcast answers kids' fascinating questions like, how do birds communicate? And do dogs know they're dogs? The live show in Portland and Seattle on June 17th and 18th will feature singing, dancing,